What is so special about July 4th? Ask an American. They'll tell you it's Independence Day, the most glorious day in the whole of American history. But how did this even come about? Let's look at that same history and find out. Ensuing Columbus's voyages to the Americas in 1492, the Portuguese and Spanish monarchies started settling and exploring the new territory they have uncovered. Other powerful seafaring nations, like England and France, joined in too. Portugal and Spain, having the clear monopoly over the New World, faced a turn of the tide, not in their favor. In 1588, Sir Francis Drake defeated the Spanish Armada, the most powerful military force of the time. This had lasting consequences and would eventually give the British an advantage so they could colonize and expand ever more. In the meantime, British explorers established the first colonies on Rhode Island and in Jamestown, Virginia. The Roanoke colony on Rhode Island wasn't very successful, but Jamestown flourished into one of the richest American cities. Their key to prosperity was tobacco, which they got to know thanks to an Indian girl called Pocahontas. From 1587 till 1733, the British laid the foundation for the infamous 13 colonies of, in chronicle order, Virginia, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Maryland, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Carolina, which was later separated into North and South Carolina, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. New York and Delaware also belonged to the first 13 colonies, but they were founded by the Netherlands and Sweden, respectively, and only later conquered by Britain. Since the Spanish were eliminated in the aftermath of 1588, there was only one major problem: the French. Both England and France had their local Indian allies, and although they managed to live side by side for nearly two centuries, war broke out in 1754. The French and Indian Wars lasted 11 years and ended in 1763 with the retreat of the French settlers. Now, England might have won, but they were highly indebted, so they increased taxes in their 13 colonies in North America and used a variety of other methods to pay their debts off. First, they made sure there were the trade monopoly in America. Only British ships could trade with the colonists, and the taxes for American ones were super high. In 1764, the British signed the Currency Act, with which they tried to unify themselves and the colonies via one currency, the pound sterling. A year later, taxes for paper goods were implemented. The colonists refused to pay and demonstrated, and soon after, the act was repealed. The same year, the British sent troops to America to quarter in the settlers' houses, the so-called Quartering Act. The Townshend Acts of 1767 put taxes on all finished goods, metal, glass, paint, tea, you name it, but this was also not to the colonists' liking. After loads and loads of rioting, those legislations were diminished too. In 1770, British troops in Boston attacked an unarmed crowd, killing five and injuring another six people. This is the first record of violence between the English and their colonists in America, but it sure isn't the last. 1773 is marked by the Boston Tea Party, where settlers dressed up as Indians went on tea-carrying ships and threw a very expensive boatload in the Boston Harbor. This was a demonstration against tea taxes, which were enforced in the Tea Act a few years prior. Of course, the British didn't really like that they lost $2 million in modern terms. So, in 1774, they carried out the Coercive Acts, or how they're known in America, the Intolerable Acts. These took most of the freedoms the settlers in Massachusetts enjoyed so far, like self-governance and rights. This caused outrage in the 13 colonies, and especially the Patriots considered those acts as a violation of human rights in Massachusetts. In September that year, the First Continental Congress joined forces and coordinated a protest. They wrote the Olive Branch Petition to the King and Parliament, but that had no effect. April 1775. Lexington and Concord turned into battlefields between the Redcoats, or the British, and the Patriots. In May the following year, the Second Continental Congress appoints George Washington to create a Continental Army and compelled each colony to train their own militia. On July 4, 1776, the Continental Congress unanimously drafted and passed the Declaration of Independence. After the Revolutionary War, Britain ceded all of its colonies south of the Great Lakes and they became independent. Without their independence, the United States might not have formed at all. So, do you now know what's so special about July 4th? Let's hope you do.